Hey guys, it's Jess with a quick soundbite. I wanted to chat a little bit about the vision that we have for the therapy spot. I think it's important to understand what our underlying rationale is and how we make the decisions that we make at the therapy spot, and how this podcast even fits into that whole model. When we think about therapy and when we first opened up the business in 2014, Paul and I really wanted an emphasis on a play-based, regulation-based, sensory-based model, and one that was very collaborative. We really enjoyed the place that we worked at previously, where the OT, PT, speech, everybody worked together. You couldn't really tell who was who when you walked around because everybody was fully supporting the child's needs. And I think that's really important. And I think a big piece of that is being able to collaborate with each other and educate each other. You know, educate speech and OT on, or speech and physical therapy on what, you know, the sensory and regulation abilities and needs are of the children that we treat so that they can support them differently, and how we're, what strategies we're using to help them, and vice versa. What are they working on in speech? How can their language impact their regulation? How can their physical abilities impact their regulation and their ability to connect with other people? So I think that collaboration piece is really important, and we really wanted to create a place where we would have very dedicated but well-trained staff, people who were really dedicated to continuing education and collaborating with each other. So I think this podcast is a big piece of that, of another way that we can connect with each other and share ideas, so that we can learn from each other and hopefully inspire each other. I think that, you know, a big piece of that is also educating the parents. And when we feel empowered as therapists and we feel knowledgeable about all the aspects related to the therapy we're providing, we can also more confidently educate the parents that we work with. And I think not only having the parents involved is important, but being confident enough to coach them, to educate them. Parents really notice a difference when you are confident in what you say and what you know. And I think they respond better and they buy into therapy better. I can definitely say over the years of practicing, I have gotten a more consistent buy-in from parents, the more skilled I became, and the more, not even necessarily how much more knowledge I had, but just that I was more confident in what I knew and what I didn't know. And I could piece those things together for them and talk them through a process that they felt overwhelmed by. So we also really wanted to create a space that involved the parents heavily. A lot of clinics at the time were not having parents in the sessions. They were waiting out in the lobby. And we really saw that as a disservice to the patients and to the parents, because some of the best work that we do, I think, is with our parents. And at some point, I will record a podcast, hopefully, talking about how the parent is really our other patient. We have two patients in pediatrics, and I really believe that the parent is one of them. And if we don't get them involved, we're not going to make good progress. So we wanted to be able to hold these things, uphold these things in this new clinic. So that's kind of our goal with some of these trainings that we provide. We want to keep staff engaged and educated and challenging themselves, because we know that from a very simple business model, if we have well-trained staff, then we will also have patients making good progress. And if our patients and our parents are happy and making good progress, they're going to therefore refer out to other people. And that's how we get our quality referrals. You know, those are the people that stick around. They wait it out. Like, we're going to tough out this appointment spot because we want a better spot. Or, you know, I know you have a wait list, but we're going to wait because we want to work with you. We want to work with your clinic. And I think that's really important. We don't prioritize quantity referrals. We prioritize quality referrals. So, you know, we would spend a lot more time and energy doing a marketing strategy that gets us face-to-face with parents and gets us interacting and connecting with them, like presentations or kind of meet and greet type things, because we think that's more impactful than just paying money to run a Facebook ad that's going to go to people who just, you know, that makes us just look ordinary like everybody else. So that's kind of our goal. We want to be able to stand apart from other clinics, especially right now, other clinics doing primarily behavioral-based approaches. There really aren't many that are not, and that are taking more of a regulation stance. And I think that sets us apart and really makes us a huge asset to families. So that's sort of the vision that we have for the therapy spot. And like I said, how this podcast hopefully will contribute to that by further educating us and inspiring us and hopefully challenging our thinking in some way as well. I If you have any feedback or you have any suggestions, let me know. Otherwise, thank you for joining me with this little soundbite.